Welcome into the Real Kipper and Ohtani Show.
Hey, I'll leave if he'll show up.
I think it's got a good ring to it.
I'm in. I'll find new work.
Nick Kiprios, Justin Bourne, Sammy McKee, Derek Brandeo, and Jen Rolnick. We are together for 1 hour today, a condensed Real Kipper and Bourne show, as we will throw at the top of the hour to Jeff Blair and Kevin Barker on the latest Ohtani watch news. Now, Sammy, I got in here about an hour and a half ago, and I couldn't get your head out of your
phone. So, yeah, full disclosure, I got here half an hour later than I usually do because I couldn't peel myself off the couch from scrolling. And then I got to the station, and I was, like, doing what I do to get the Leafs audio. And that took me an hour and a half because I couldn't stay off Twitter. I couldn't go. I just kept, like, Jeff Blair is in the building. Like, I'm like, I'm going to go talk to him about this. Yeah. Like, I do not care about, well, I guess I should care about what happened in the Leafs game last night because we're about to talk about it. But it's like, it's hard to really focus in on it when the Blue Jays are seemingly on the precipice of one of the most historic signings in the history of sports. So,
yeah, Sammy's got the brain of my son after he's played Roblox for 3 hours or something.
I'm just
like,
buddy, I'm out of my mind.
I'm now at the point where I'm scared for you if this doesn't happen.
Oh, you should be.
We're there.
It would be really bad, not only for me, but for all of Blue Jays fans.
Drive him home, or will I have to?
I already did. Well, he was doing some work. I took the shoelaces out of his shoes. We're okay. Can't hurt himself anymore.
This day has been crazy.
Yeah.
Because I woke up to a tweet sent to our group chat from Justin Bourne of a flight tracker. And
sorry.
I was like, no. It was literally the best way I could wake up. I was like, what's this? Interesting.
It is the most followed flight.
Yes, in the world.
In the world right now.
Thousands of people are tracking it.
So I see that. I'm like, ooh. And then later in the day, or I don't know, maybe mid-morning, I see a tweet from an opera singer saying that Yusei Kikuchi has taken out a reservation at a fine dining sushi restaurant close to the Rogers Center for 50 people. I'm like, well,
I know.
Surely.
For his wife's birthday.
Which is in June.
So it's not.
Nothing gets by you, Sammy.
And then, you know, our competitors, I see a tweet from Carlo and he's like, someone texted that into the show today and we read it on air. I hope you didn't
take
report
it seriously.
That.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, oh, and I was like, well, did that happen? And like, I don't know what happened.
Yeah.
So I am at the point, there's been reports that like it's done from certain places.
Yeah, JP Hornstra.
Yeah. There's reports that it's not done. Our Ben Nicholson Smith and Shai Davidi are both reporting that it's, you know, the decision has not been made. So it's just really hard.
And what time does the flight come in?
Soon. Boys.
Rush hour traffic in Toronto. He's about to land.
There'll be no traffic for this man. This is right.
He's just like having a siren on the vehicle.
No, right to the chopper.
Ed's there
over
with the chopper
everybody.
Right now. He is ready.
Do we
got
a helipad on top of this place?
How can there not be?
Yeah, I'm sure there is.
But
there's a hospital upstairs.
Yeah, yeah.
How can there not be a landing pad?
Okay, we can get him here.
So I have to say that there's a certain part of sports where the transactions and the chase is much more enjoyable than the on-ice product or on-field product, and I've mentioned that before. But this is the most exciting, and it's because, honestly, my change in tone came in with the change in tone of Kipper. And I've changed because I can tell when you don't care about something and you're pretending to care about it.
Who?
You.
I never do that.
We've been working together 3 years now, mate. I know ya. I know ya.
All riled up about some Leafs issues.
Listen,
like,
that's not
one you care about.
I can tell. And when you just had this look in your eye and you're like, I'm starting to believe. I'm like, I'm starting to believe.
Oh, no,
That was legitimately the turning point.
Yeah.
My good friend Kippy was the turning point.
Gosh,
so there you go.
I hope I don't disappoint you.
No, it's okay. I still say, huge credit. If this doesn't happen somehow, which I kind of think is going to happen, I give the Blue Jays front office all the credit in the world for being this far down the road.
Hold on.
Like, what?
The credit goes to Ed Rogers, the guy that controls all of this. I'm easy on the, like, I get it. They got to facilitate But once you get the green light to stroke the check, that's where all the credit really needs to go to. I'm not thrilled yet about the lead or the Blue Jay management team, especially the way the things ended last year.
Of course.
Right?
But this washes that away 10 times.
No, it does not.
Oh, yes.
No, you're
wrong.
You're wrong.
If they sign Shohei Ohtani, I forget that there was even a season last year. Yes, you do.
No, you do not get
him. You're crazy. You're crazy.
The general manager and the president do not get a mulligan.
No, yeah, they do.
No.
On getting no playoff wins out of last season.
So,
or throwing their manager under the bus. How about that?
Yeah.
Which is still a very sore spot with a lot of people.
I know. And myself included.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this
no
is,
mulligan on that one. Sorry, pal.
This is from your friend and mine, John Morosi, who has tweeted this 4 minutes ago. Sources. Shohei Ohtani is en route to Toronto today.
Oh, my God.
A representative of his agency, CAA, would not comment when asked about Ohtani's travel plans. At this hour, Ohtani does not have a signed agreement with any MLB team. So at this hour, yeah, because it's only 4-something and he's going to sign it when he lands.
So would that
something.
Be medicals? Would he come in for medicals?
Yeah, which I had saw theorized could take a long time given the scope of the deal. Like, it's not like they're going to come in and, like, do the hammer on his knee and check his reflexes.
He's coming in Toronto to have a medical? That's crazy. He should do it somewhere else.
Why?
Why is he coming to Toronto to do it?
Because he's
going to have doctors anywhere.
Because the Toronto doctors need to see him.
He is going to be a member of the baseball team that
Dude,
plays in this
city.
Is that
right? He's coming here right now for real.
Listen,
He's
been on the plane. He was always on the plane.
He's not
people
coming
were doubting,
here to say no.
People were doubting that he was on the plane. He was always on the plane. He's on the plane. Morosi says he's on the plane. He's coming.
You know what an interesting little Easter egg along the same lines of the flight was that, you know, I believe in Japanese culture, the number 8 is lucky.
Huge.
That's a thing.
It's a thing.
And he signed with the Los Angeles Angels on the 8th, December 8th. Remind me the date today. What's the date today?
Yeah.
Oh.
Does it match?
Oh, it's December 8th.
December 8th, is it? 6 years exactly to the day on the 8th. I don't know.
Is he superstitious?
Yeah, like seems
very,
like it. Seems like it.
Very.
Well, he's a baseball player.
I don't think it's a bad sign.
Okay. Buddy, baseball players and all these guys are the most superstitious guys. It's a good sign. They're all good signs.
Dude, he's signing here.
Buddy, he's
Let's go.
He's coming.
Let's go.
He's coming.
Derek, you have OK Blue Jays.
Is this the day that the Leafs also announced that they're signing Willie Nylander and a big trade? Like, is it all piling in?
It'd be a good time to sneak some bad news by.
Yeah, you want
to
trade for Risto, no money retained?
Yeah.
Right this minute is the time.
Willie for Risto, no money retained.
So, we'll keep an eye on the old Twitter machine.
Yes, we will. And we'll be passing it over the baton.
Wow. Wow.
To Blair and Barker in about 52 minutes. So do not move wherever you're watching, wherever you're listening. Sportsnet 590, Sportsnet 360, and Sportsnet Plus from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern. You don't want to move on a day like today. Outside of that, there was a hockey game last night.
Sure was.
Something that we haven't seen since last Saturday.
Battle of Ontario.
It was a regulation win, which, again, something that we haven't seen a whole heck of a lot this year. But, man, did it feel like a loss last night for no other reason than Joseph Woll going down in the third period.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, when was the last time the team who played better in a game won the Leafs game? Like, it feels like we're getting the results opposite of who actually played better. You know, Ottawa looked fast, but yeah, Woll, obviously the big story out of things before he got hurt, that may have been the best goaltending performance I can recall from a Leafs goalie since I don't know when.
I would thought the same thing in terms of it felt like outside of, you know, what Curtis Joseph's done in his career or Eddie Belfour at times. Felix Potvin, of course, was homegrown, which Joseph Woll, they can claim the same thing. But that's how far you have to go back.
Oh, man. And the two saves he made on Tarasenko going post-to-post are the stuff that you fantasize about as a kid when you start playing goalie. You're like doing the Patrick Waugh windmill.
Do you fantasize that?
What do you want? You fantasize about making a...
Hit you in the chest and no rebound. No rebound.
It depends on... If you fantasize about doing that and it didn't have anything to do with your injury a little later. Did something happen in those saves that triggered what happened to him on what was a routine, innocent shot?
Yeah, you think it like cumulative sort of all stretching? Well, and
what else could there have been? Was it Norris who shot the puck?
Yeah.
He didn't shoot it. He fluttered it towards him.
Whatever it was, it felt awkward for him because he went and felt it right away. The puck actually sat there. Not sure what defenseman came in, but thank goodness he was there because there was a very loose puck there. Mm-hmm. But it was no different than what we've seen in the past. Did he torque his body? Did it look like it was like an accordion effect on something? Hip, groin,
knee.
Yeah.
Seems knee-y from he couldn't put weight
knee-ish,
on.
Would you say?
Knee-ish.
The thing that jumped out to me when I was watching it and the scary part was the back view of him getting up, and it showed his right leg, it was just like trembling.
Yeah.
Like you could tell like the amount of pain that he was in and like the shock almost that he was in. Like he was in extreme distress almost right away.
Yeah.
And unfortunately for Wall, this has been part of his story.
It is,
right?
Yeah.
Like,
you hate to even bring it up, but it is reality.
It sucks because what we saw last night, and we talked about a lot on Leafs Talk last night, is something you can just legitimately dream on. Yeah. Like, it's like, this is a kid, like, they haven't had a homegrown goalie, a kid that he makes nothing, mm-hmm. and he doesn't count against your cap, so, like, now you can't really add anybody with his money. It's just, it was what you can dream on, and it just went away in a hurry. Like, it what was, old Martin it, Jones it ice was, cold.
Which, it was up there with a performance that you could remember for a very, very long time.
Yeah, and I mean, it's why they get 2 points last night. You know, I wrote a little bit today, and one of my things with Wall is, like, he's their guy this season. Like, the way he's played the last 4 games has made you believe he's a .916 save percentage. He's, you know, one of the tops in the leagues. He's a Calder Trophy finalist at this point, you know, or in the running of the guys who are having great Calder Trophy seasons. They're going to wait for him, and he's going to be the guy because he's so cheap. He's not going to cost assets.
And what, he just gets hurt again, and he is now in that, like, hey, spectacular, but can we count on you?
Mm-hmm.
Like, is...
Well, it's not their Samsonov, right?
No matter what,
also,
you know, there's always going to be now that moving forward, unless he goes for a long stretch, you're on pins and needles for a guy that is 100%, injury 100%. Prone.
But you're not going to give up. You're right. But you're not going to give up an asset and go...
No. This isn't about throwing him out, kicking him to the curb. But this one is incredibly concerning,
non-contact injuries are
moving
always
forward
worse.
Here. And I'm not ruling out ankle either, guys. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah.
He's had a history with injuring
his
ankle.
He blew an ankle last training camp.
And when I saw him leave the ice and he wouldn't put that skate down, I'm not ruling out high ankle sprain
either.
And
that's the type of thing that would not be cumulative, but just could be a little, you know, you catch a rut, you roll an ankle going across, whatever it could be.
Something's there. And, you know, the unfortunate part is, like, the Leafs are going to have to go and do something. I think if they don't like what they see as early as a week or two.
They'll just go with Jones and Samsonov.
Yeah, as long as they can hold the fort, which I think Jones is capable, I think, of holding it down.
Yeah.
I don't know what level he can get himself up to. Did he have 25 wins last year?
Who, Jones?
Jones.
He was really good for a month and then pretty dreadful for the rest of the year. Yeah.
So at least it's something to fall back on, but unless the Leafs don't dramatically improve, I think it's going to be tough on Jones and Samsonov, especially.
He had 27 wins last year.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Yeah.
It's not bad. It's not like you can go out the door and find 27 more.
Yeah.
Really, he also had an 887 save.
So I guess for the next couple of weeks, it's as is, but, you know, the Leafs need to get a lot better in front Like, yeah. What's the score without Joseph Woll yesterday?
I don't know if you care about expected goals, but it was 4.55 for Ottawa to like 1.6. Like, they were significantly better than Toronto in terms of creating chances. SportLogic had them at 11 grade A chances. I think Toronto had two, and SportLogic had 5 grade B chances, of which Toronto had 3. Like, Ottawa created way more. You know what concerned me most about it, Kip, is the Leafs shutdown pair last night. They kept throwing out McCabe and Benoit to shut them down, because who else is there? Giordano's out. You don't really have anyone else. Yeah. Couldn't shut down a table lamp. I mean, it was, yeah. I think they were on the ice for like 7 of those 11 grade A chances. It was a real concern.
So I'll be surprised if we see Joseph Woll back in the Leaf net before 2 months.
Yeah, I think that's fair. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, judging
two months, sorry? Hold on, what?
For sure.
2 months.
I mean, how can you
two
not?
Months?
6 weeks, 8 weeks.
How can you watch that and not think that? It was like, it was bad. He was just non-contact. He couldn't put a
Goalies have to be 100%. Skaters can get away with a little bit less of a 80, 90%
groin. Well, that
changes groin.
The combo.
The goalies have
that
to
long.
Be completely pain-free. And if you go back and you look at some of his past history, he's a guy that is really, really conscientious of everything he does to prepare, to rehab. Like, he's not one of those guys, like, I blew out my knee. I look at the doctor, I look at the team trainer, just tell me what to do.
Yeah, yeah. When can I go?
I'll do it. He's not like that.
Yeah.
He wants to be involved. He's really in touch with his body, and I think this is not going to help him anymore moving forward. But this guy ain't coming back until he is absolutely 100% ready.
Yeah, like an Aaron Rodgers, I know how to fix this better than docs.
So now, because they're going to be without him for a while, so now it shifts to Samsonov. And I think...
Like, how quickly does he get over the flu right now?
I think he's starting.
Oh, he's better today.
Yeah, he's like, oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
He read the
sniffles.
I had a lemon and ginger shot, little cayenne. Ready to go.
Now, he read the Ohtani flight tracker tweet this morning when he texted it to him. He's like, yeah, I'm feeling better already.
Yeah,
no,
but
I do think, like, this is me putting on my positive spin hat here, okay, which I don't always put on as a Toronto sports fan. Maybe it's just the Ohtani stuff that's got me feeling this way. But one of the big things that we said we were worried about with him was him playing with looking over his shoulder with Woll, right? And, like, you know, talking about how maybe he wasn't loving it as much and there was a concern there. He is now unquestionably the guy, right?
Just the mere fact that you're telling me that you believe that, I don't want that guy. I don't want the guy that needs everything to feel perfect.
Kippy, I don't want him either, but he's the guy now.
I know.
That was the Jack Campbell thing. He played
are you
better
really,
when not
like
in
how far do you really
right?
think you're going
it?
For a guy that can play better now that another guy's out of the lineup?
I know.
Just go ahead with no backup.
Or the threat. The threat of me not being, you know, removed, or he lost his net. He lost his net.
His net's lost. You know, like, I mean, barring him being unbelievable over this run.
And
like,
now he gets it by default.
Yeah.
And he's going to play better.
That's, I don't know.
That's the guy
we
you're
have
counting
the coach on
Sammy?
All this stuff. We have him on this and on Woll and whatever. We should check in.
I don't have any trust in I was going to call him Sergei Samsonov, in Ilya Samsonov. But if I look back on last season, by far the best he played was when he came in relief.
When Murray got
he
hurt,
took,
right?
And who was the backups then? Was it Schalgren? Was like younger Woll? Who else? Petrozelli had a game where he was the backup. Like, they
Michael
had
Hutchinson came back.
Like, I don't know who else. Yeah. Like, you know, I don't know who else they had back there. Yeah. But they had a lot of goalies. You know, was Jed Alexander played in a game? Like, they had a lot of goalies. And when he played his best is when there was no real threat behind him. And I don't like that at all. I agree with you completely, Kipper. But they don't have a lot of options right now. So they need him to kind of pull out of it.
Okay, let's go to Sheldon Keefe on our first Kipper's Clipper on Joseph Woll.
It's unfortunate, right? You know, like, he's been playing so well and he's building such great momentum here on his season and his career. And, you know, it's a setback here now. He's going to miss time for sure. We'll determine the extent of it once we get home. But, obviously he's He's the big reason why we get 2 points here tonight. You know, but credit to the guys once again. To another thing, to you know, to get a little rattled and shaken by, and the guys just kept playing, found a way, and Jonesy came in and did a really good job under tough circumstances.
What's your level of faith?
Martin Jones came in and made a couple saves too.
I was going to say, I think before we, you know, move on to the bigger picture with it, you have to give him full credit for coming into a game where the Leafs were playing horrible defensively for the majority of the game. And he came in there and had to make a lot of stops. How many saves did he make? Six, seven, eight big saves, it felt like, right away. Yeah. So I'll give him credit. Yeah. Okay. Veteran goalie.
Let's go right back to Keefe on Martin Jones and Sammy moving forward.
Well, the confidence and faith is high. He's a veteran goalie, so you know, a situation like tonight and coming in, that wouldn't rattle him. And you know, he's ready. He's been a tremendous teammate when he's been here. He's been tremendous when he's been down with the Marlies. He's handled this whole situation incredibly well. And yeah, that's why you sign veteran depth. You know, we were fortunate when he got through waivers and remained a part of our organization, and it's for situations like this. So, you know, it starts with Samsonov being, you know, somewhat unavailable today, and Hill's illness that he's been battling through. So you need him for today, and then he comes in and does the job and make sure we get our win. So,
and Martin Jones will start tomorrow night.
What?
No.
I mean,
are you going to put a guy in that hasn't really practiced or?
Got to start at some point.
Oh, I'm going to Martin Jones tomorrow night.
Agree.
Yeah.
And then you go with Samsonov Monday night.
Maybe.
Feeling better.
Maybe. What? Let's see Martin Jones Saturday night.
What does sort of unavailable mean?
No. I don't think you can, like, you can't just run with Martin Jones.
I don't know what he's done all week, Samsonov. Has he been practicing? Has he had good practices? Sammy?
I know what
you're just going to throw him to the Wolves coming off his flu?
You're going to play, I agree with you, Kippy, that you're going to play him on Saturday. Martin Jones, I think, should play Saturday night. But you got to get Samsonov going. You need him really badly.
I know you do. But
you start just put Wallow for 2 months.
A couple of good stretches in practice. Just start there.
Mm-hmm. For sure. I know. I just think that, like, regardless of how well Martin Jones plays Saturday night, if Sammy's available for Monday, he's playing.
What does sort of unavailable mean about Samsonov? He's like, with Sammy being sort of unavailable. That's coach speak for, like, we're not really happy with his unavailability tonight. You know,
it's actually a good catch.
It's like, actually, he was available. He chose to make himself unavailable. So he's sort of unavailable.
It's goofy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How is he? Is he on the ice? What's he wearing? Is he full equipment? Tracksuit?
Tracksuit.
No.
We're not doing this again.
What was that? All or Nothing?
Yeah, the Amazon series.
That was our full first 3 weeks of shows. We talked about All or Nothing.
But we could have done a whole season of shows on that.
Yeah, thank God.
They should give us one now.
Oh, my God.
Now that we're not a terrible show, in our opinion.
When they pitch other teams to do that, they play our show and say, this is why we don't want to do this show anymore.
Yeah, the show is 10 hours long. They got 40 hours of radio out of it. Yeah.
Okay, what did we see last night outside of Joseph Woll standing on his head and doing spins?
I saw a dog's breakfast defensively.
I saw a fast Senators team.
Yeah, they were the better team, no question, no contest. One goalie was really good, one was kind of bad. Yeah.
I saw a really fast puck-moving team early in the game to start.
Eight.
Can we say that the Leafs have been off a little bit? No, you don't want to. Come on, you got to give them a little bit of being off a tiny bit.
Do you want to?
Maybe for 10 minutes. I'm not sure I want to give them the whole 20.
Yeah, I mean, it took them 4.5 minutes to get a shot, so they certainly came out of the gates slower than Ottawa.
Wait, like, how many different times can we talk about this with the same guys? It's like, they were in Sweden. It's like, they were tired. They've been playing too many games. They're not playing enough games.
That's the NHL season at some point.
Can you just start well once?
Yeah.
It just feels like they have such a hard time with it. It's really weird.
You know, in terms of things that stood out to me from the game, a couple people struggled. I mentioned their shutdown pair, not great. Timmins, for me, is still not found it yet. You know, you're waiting for him to find.
Timmins is not an NHL defenseman right now.
Ooh. Really?
Yes.
in terms just not can't
not defend, ready can't. To step in and play 15 minutes in the National Hockey League, and I would not have him right now playing. And I know they have no choice.
2 years at 1.1.
Yeah, they have no choice, but he should have come back and got games in the American Hockey League.
Yeah.
That's where he needs to go right now and get his game back.
He's just two different players. Like, he's a with the puck and without the puck. He's two different guys to me. And he's not going to play high enough up the lineup to care about the with the puck so much. We want to make sure he can
play right now in the NHL. I want horses back there.
Turnovers.
He doesn't have to be a horse. He doesn't have to be a horse. He just needs to get some reps in playing well and focus on a few things that can keep his game a little safer and
play the right way.
The issue, I think, at training camp prior to him getting hurt in training camp was that he was actually playing well.
Mm-hmm.
He was getting his points. And all of a sudden, they probably would have had to make a decision of putting him on waivers or protecting him.
Yeah.
And I think they would have protected him back then.
Yeah.
Because teams are still struggling for offense, and he's a right-handed D, and he had some success early. I think teams would have taken a flyer on him.
And how many times do you have to watch last night there'd be a legitimate breakaway, and he's the guy
chasing.
Like...
chasing. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well, there was the one where...
Well, it was the end of the power play.
Yes. Yeah, I don't know what happened.
On the 1-1 goal.
No, on the 1-0 goal.
On the 1-0 goal.
Yeah,
sorry,
where Norris leads out, the and Norris. He's waving
it's
at
like,
him.
Where are you? You're the only defenseman on the ice.
Yep.
Where are you sniffing right now?
Well, that's it. Is the, you know, he, I think, recognizes his value as an offensive guy, and he makes it his priority. And, you know, him and Lajoie.
Yeah.
You know, the Raj himself, you know, he blew a wheel on another breakaway against where Timmins is so far up the rink. It's just, it's not good. So there's issues.
The other thing too, again, you're caught between a rock and a hard place. You have no D. Toronto has no D. And the other thing too is, was he not their only right-handed D? Like they have no right-handed D. No.
They have five.
With Liljegren out of the lineup, they have no right-handed D other than Timmins.
Yeah,
that's an issue.
So Benoit has played both sides. No, McCabe plays both sides. Yeah. Benoit, Brody.
McCabe can't play. He's off.
Can't.
No. No, he struggles. He struggles on that side. You got to find a way to get him back on
the
left side.
Listen to the things you're saying, and I'm not disagreeing with a single one of them, but I'm saying for Brad Treliving's sake, it's like we all agree Lajoie is not an NHLer. You know, Benoit has struggled a little. McCabe can't play his offside. Timmins can't play in the league, in your opinion, right now. You know, and I don't think you're wildly off. You know, if you're tree living, you're like, at some point, this is going to catch up and burn us.
He needs to make a move like yesterday.
Yeah. And
He cannot sit on that blue line that we saw last night.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't care what it is. Waiver wire, prospect. He needs... stop gap.
But that's a bit of change in tone from like what we've heard. Not like I'm saying it's wrong, Kipper, but like you're like, it's really hard to do it. It's really hard. Yeah. Like, but you're past that now.
I'm past
you,
that.
You just got to make it happen.
Yeah.
I agree.
Martin Jones is going to come in, and if he has anything near what Wall had in that hockey game.
Oh, it's a 7-3 game.
He's out 2 weeks.
Yeah.
He'll pull something too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it was a tough game to goaltend, no doubt about it. I guess that's basically where I'm at with the team right now. I tend to write about the process more than the results, and the process is like, this is going to come unglued here unless something happens. So curious to see if Treliving agrees or not.
And listen, I think...
We have Sheldon on D-Core too.
Okay,
sorry.
Yeah. I think they, in a perfect world, they'd probably like to tell Connor Timmins. I think he'd have to... They won't put him on waivers for the mere fact that they don't have defense anymore, like no depth at all. So that's not the case. But if they did, I think they could convince him to go down for 2 weeks. You can do a 2 week conditioning stint down there without putting him on waivers.
Right?
No, anytime.
You still can?
Yeah. They could put him down with the Marlies for 2 weeks as long as he agrees. Yeah. To go down there, but like if he did, who's coming up and what do you got left? That's the issue. That's how depleted they are back there.
Yeah, they're in real trouble. Why don't we listen in on Sheldon and get his take on the Leafs decor clip four?
Yeah, I thought they did well. Like, you know, we weren't the cleanest with the puck tonight. You know, it hurt us coming out of our end a little bit. But guys battled, blocked shots, and were physical. It's a highly skilled team from their back end through their forward group, and they can play with a lot of speed. So it's a lot to manage. I thought Lajoie did a good job coming in, and you know, when the pairs got mixed up, I thought the guys handled it well. You know, these types of games are not going to be pretty, and tonight's wasn't. But like I said, we got better as the game went along, and I think we're full marks for our 2 points.
I don't mind him protecting them like that.
Yeah.
It can't get blood out of a stone.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you're right. What good is it him to go out there and be like, we need more from Lajoie?
Well, I
like, it's like, give the guy a
And
breather.
I'll give credit to Benoit, too. Like, this guy is giving it. He's just above.
I like Benoit.
I do, too. And, like, we've talked about how he's convinced us both, or all three of us, that he could be like a sixth, seventh guy that you mix in here and there.
Yeah, he's not your shutdown guy in the final 4 minutes.
But he's playing way over his skis, and he's giving it all he's got. He blocks a big shot last night. Like, he cares. He's trying. But it's like, at some point, you're asking way too much of him.
Yeah, he started in the O-zone 9% of his shifts, I think, or something like that.
Oh,
like
they're
putting him in the D-zone. They're putting him against top lines. He's been asked to not just play, but to be a meaningful contributor. That's a big ask.
What did you see out of the Ottawa Senators besides a really good-looking team early, and then they just kind of fell back to maybe why they're scraping the bottom of the Eastern Conference?
Just not getting saves. I mean,
Forsberg was horrible.
A Kampf goal is like...
Especially after the guy at the other end, post-to-post.
Marner's.
Didn't
no good.
That went
between his blocker and his body.
And the Willie one was a changeup. I don't think Willie even meant that to go in. I think he was shooting for a rebound.
Yeah.
You know, like it's not like they overpowered him.
No, and I don't think they got a really great effort out of Brady Tkachuk or...
Like Greg's a greaseball, huh?
Yeah.
Like in a way that you'd like to have on your team, but...
I will say every time I watch the Sens, Sanderson is so good.
Yeah.
He made that.
I didn't think Chychrun was great. I didn't think Chychrun had his a great 60 minutes either. Mm-hmm. They had their big boys didn't show up last night.
And you mentioned the Sanderson thing, that like that pass he made. The thing that jumped out to me was the defensive play he made on Matthews, where I forget was somebody won the battle in the corner, came out to Matthews, had the puck at the top of the circle, one-on-one with Sanderson, and he tries to go into that toe drag, and Sanderson just doesn't bite. Total defensive patience, gets the stick in there and shoots it out into the glass. It's like, wow. That's a like young kid stare
OT
down.
OT would have loved it. Adam
loved it. Yeah. Stick.
Good poke
stick.
Check.
Yeah, good poke check. Anyways.
Did you catch that one moment, I think later on in the game, when the lights went out?
Yes.
No, I don't think I did.
Oh, you probably went to the bathroom or got a snack?
During the last minute with the goalie pulled, the lights went like down a little bit and came back up.
Not sure how I missed that.
And Lauer is not paying the bill already.
Wow. Listen, I had a group go into that building for the day, and there's a lot of things there that needed upgrading.
Oh yeah,
oh yeah.
Couple of boxes could use some new.
Like on a string.
Really?
Oh yeah. Like to the point where, we were told that this piece of equipment or this electrical situation here needs upgrading every 6 to 8 years, and. It's the same one that Eugene had when he first got the team.
Yeah. And it's like, we've got some clothespins and electrical tape holding this together.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So when I saw the lights flicker, I'm like, not surprised.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, Ant Lauer.
Oh, yeah. He's on it. He's on it for sure. It's
like buying a house. My house is, I don't know, 115 years old.
All right, let's hit a break.
Sometimes. Okay, we're going to hit a break.
Yeah.
In our condensed Real Kipper and Bourne hour, when we come back, we'll take a little look-see around the league, including Pat Kane's debut with the Detroit Red Wings, where it was looking so good.
He's back.
And then I think the roof fell in on him. All right, that and more, including Austin Watson. Did he shoot a puck at a player or not last night?
We'll get your thoughts. Your Honor.
Oh, quiet. More Real Kipper and Bourne after these words.
Diving deep into Leafs, Raptors, Jays, and NFL. The J.D. Bunkus Podcast. Subscribe and download the show on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Just a reminder, this hour, Real Kipper and Bourne, brought to you by Bet365 on this Ohtani watch. Just for those of you just joining, we are going to have a condensed Real Kipper and Bourne show at 5 p.m.
Why?
Ohtani watch.
Oh.
With Jeff Blair and Kevin Barker, who are
they called in the big
way more qualified.
The big dogs.
Way more qualified than the Three Stooges here.
I will now, say that's by far, you know, other than our show, which I love.
Good show.
By far my favorite show is Blair and Barker. Listen every day.
All right, Sammy, what do you got for us?
Some game time? It's game time presented by Bet365. Visit the app for the latest odds and find out why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Must be 19 plus. Ontario only. Please play responsibly. So this morning, the first thing that really got my spidey senses tingling on this Ohtani thing was the fact that they took the odds off the board.
They took them down.
They took them down.
Because people could know.
They took the odds off the board.
So people that made the bet before, they get to
plus
keep their bet?
Oh, yeah.
You get in there.
That's money, baby.
All right. All right.
Hopefully you made it for $600 billion or million dollars, sorry.
I'm not sure. I should have checked this morning. But I can tell you for sure that the Toronto Blue Jays were not third favorites to win the World Series this morning.
And
they are now up to plus 850 to win the World Series behind only the Dodgers and the Braves. So that's a big jump.
Helps Vladdy if you can't catch around him at all,
but he's going to come in and he's going to be the designated hitter.
Correct.
For 1 year of his 12-year contract.
Is Ohtani in the lineup like good enough for the Jays to win the World Series next year?
I mean, I'm not informed enough. I know they're a playoff team without them. They can't hurt having them.
Here's what I'll say.
They're not as good as the Dodgers, are they?
What I'll say, and I don't have any knowledge of, I think he adding literally the best hitter in the league pretty much helps. I think that's an important part of baseball is hitting the baseball far and a lot and with guys in scoring position, which the Jays couldn't do last year. But like, if they're willing to shell out this cake for Ohtani, and this is done. They're doing like this isn't it. They're gonna put in. They still need a third baseman. They still need some outfield help. Like this is not the end of the offseason. This is the start of what could be an incredible offseason for the Jays. So
plus 850, baby, get your money in now.
You're signing Ohtani, baby. You are going all in. And as a Blue Jays fan, that is the most exciting thing in the world. Like this is. I'm horned up right now. But like, I gotta tell you, like, this is incredible.
And the redo in the seats and the 100s, right?
So, we urge everybody to stay whatever platform you're getting us or Barker and Blair in 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
There is still a ton out there on the internet, including video now.
Oh, yeah.
Of him coming into a private terminal.
It's a video of Ohtani walking into a building.
And the claim is that he's walking into Toronto.
For sure, but I don't know. Who knows?
Go back and see it.
Okay.
And then as he passes second window, look at the skyline.
Okay. I'm watching it.
Does it look like a Toronto skyline today?
Tough to tell, Kip.
Sunny?
It was sun. There was some sun today.
It's a decent
like
day
that?
Out there.
Like that?
I can't tell one way or another. I don't know. Whatever theory you're pitching,
Toronto.
I'm not buying.
That's some good Zapruder-ing.
CSI.
Yeah, I don't know.
Either way, look, there's a picture of our whole office. Ailish has it up there of our whole office hovering, hanging around one computer, waiting to see the plane land.
Now everybody's racing to go see the video.
These are the best days, though. These are the best days for sports fans.
Can I tell you, this is the reason you get into this business. It's for days like today.
Yeah.
Okay, and that was Game Time, presented by Bet365. Visit the app for the latest odds and find out why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Must be 19 plus. Ontario only. Please play responsibly.
Okay. Pat Kane. Up 4-0.
Yeah.
Sold out. An unbelievable vibe. And then they give up two shorthanded goals.
Yeah.
On the same penalty, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, it was.
And then the roof fell in.
They gave up four goals in the second period, well up 4-0 to the Sharks, who eventually would go on.
Boys, break up the Sharks.
Yeah,
they're like, hot. And people, like, they are not the worst team in it right now. They are not even close.
You know, good night for the Leafs last night. The Bruins lose to the Sabres, like I told you they would. Yesterday's game time.
My coward parlay was not great.
But Bruins lose. Tampa Bay lost. Red Wings give up a point to the Sharks. Leafs win a game they probably don't deserve to. Good day in the Atlantic if you're a Leafs fan.
So, what are we, 25 games into the season, and where are you on Detroit before last night and after last night? Because that's a prime example, and I think Ottawa is a prime example of two teams in the Leafs Atlantic Division where you're, yeah, they should be pushing for a playoff spot, and then moments like last night for both these clubs might be a reminder that they're not quite ready.
Yeah, no, this Red Wings team is still, I mean, they're playing Goss Despair and, you know, Wallman and Hall on D, which is fine, but they don't have the top end the Leafs do, not even anywhere close, really, or the depth. They're not that good.
To me, I think they're, like, in this schmozzle of an Eastern Conference where there's not many great teams, I think they will make the playoffs. I do think Red Wings get in, yeah.
They don't create a ton of offense. They do defend fairly well statistically, which is kind of the opposite of the Leafs.
Kane could have had a few points, too, last night.
They played pretty well.
And the most important thing is he's pain-free.
Yeah. Had a couple chances. I think, what's his name there? Lalonde said that he just looked a little rusty and said he could have had 3 or 4 points tonight, and I bet he wishes he had,
No training camp and coming in like that last night. How many minutes did he play?
I don't know. Don't have that answer offhand. We can do,
but you know, it's going to take him some time.
Yep. So do you think think the Calgary Flames, like, were they to win some hockey games, would still kind of consider this a season worth pursuing, because they were trading everyone last we heard, and all of a sudden not so much?
I think there's just no way that Craig Conroy could trade a few defensemen between now and early in the new year.
Yeah.
If they have some success like this.
You don't think he can?
No. I think it would piss off the fan base there. Yep. They'd be like, why are you getting rid of our defense right now?
The West sucks. We have defending, and if our goalie gets hot, like, we can hang.
Absolutely. The teams ahead of them are the Blues, Nashville Predators, and Arizona Coyotes.
You use your horses now to get to the point where you can legitimately still make the playoffs, and then the day of or day before, you trade them anyways, and you give yourself as much chance to still make the playoffs, even if you move assets.
Yeah.
You can't do that now.
Right.
Which is unfortunate for, I think, a lot of Leaf fans, because they want Tanev.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Brad Treliving made it abundantly clear when we talked to him the other day. And I don't have the assets that I need to get him.
Yeah. Yeah, Flames, almost back to 500.
Yeah.
You know, they're only behind, they're fourth in their division, and as Sammy mentioned, two teams between them and a playoff spot.
The other thing, too, is the more success Calgary has moving forward is the price gets better for Craig Conroy with Tanev and Hanifin if he still decides to move them.
Because he says, sorry, we want to keep them, or because those guys look better?
The team looks better, and they look better.
Yeah.
And they're contributing to a playoff push.
The Dustin Wolf thing is interesting to me. Yeah. Like, this guy, I think he won goalie of the year 2 years in a row in the American League. He comes up, plays well last night, keeps him to two, and they get a win. Yeah. You know, if they want to go him and Markstrom, Vladar is an interesting
name. One more thing on Tanev when it comes to the Leafs
by the way.
He is, and he would have been perfect if you could have got him for a third-round pick, but that thing is turned into a second rounder all day long.
Which they do not have.
Which you don't have in 3 years.
Yeah. So you don't have one. You can't trade one four years down the road, can you?
Yeah, you can.
You can?
Well, yeah, sure you can. I don't know. Maybe you can take it, because other teams would have, who would be in the running for him, might have a tougher time. They just got 4.1 off. So I can take the whole contract,
mm-hmm.
whereas some other teams cannot take the whole contract. Mm-hmm. So I don't, I believe what you just said.
Yeah.
I don't know how many teams would be willing to, like Craig Conroy say, I need a second rounder this year or next year. I don't need it 3-4 years from now.
Yeah.
But he could turn into a first. Who knows? If he can stay healthy and look really good, he might turn into a first.
He's a right shot, right?
Yeah, he is a legit difference maker for the league.
Well, he's just everything they need. Yeah. He's the guy I'm talking about that you're protecting the league, and you put him on the ice, and you're on the PK, and he's on the ice, and he's, you know, he plays real minutes for them.
Yeah. But he also has a little bit of the
injury
the
bug.
Wall.
Well,
can
but
he stay
he's
healthy?
Had two really good years health-wise. I mean, coming into this season anyway. So I agree, though. It's definitely a concern, but part of that is the way he plays.
When you block shots with your face, you're going to get hurt.
Yeah, he's a pretty committed defender, I would say, at that point.
All right, we saw last night in the Tampa Bay game against Nashville, Austin Watson, who, by the way, was fined today by the NHL for shooting a puck at Jeremy Lazan at the end of the game.
Didn't Alfredson almost do this and Leafs fan have hated him for 20 years?
No,
get the story straight.
Right, Pat.
Sammy, our Leaf librarian.
He pretended to throw the stick into the crowd on Sundin after Sundin threw his stick into the crowd.
Okay.
But what you're remembering, when they were getting starched by the Anaheim Ducks in the Stanley Cup final, his little cry fest, and he took a clapper at Scott Niedermayer.
That's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah, so that's what you're thinking of. But it was from further away. This one was... by Austin Watson was legit gutless.
It was gutless, and it was also, like, the score was 5-1. Yeah. Like, no one thought you were taking a Hail Mary shot down the ice to make it 5-2. You know?
I cannot disagree with you all that it was classless and it was,
there should be a butt here.
You're not having a butt coming, are you?
Yeah, I got a butt.
No, just punch him in the face. Like, punch him in the face.
I got a butt. The butt is...
Okay.
Every... team needs a couple of guys who are just
meanies,
kooky,
squirrely,
kooky.
You need a couple of guys who wires crossed.
You can call
wires crossed,
jerk, gutless,
kooky.
Whatever.
Yeah, call them
but
whatever you want.
Gutless, jerky.
All I
kook.
Know is the guys that are classy and predictable easy to play against.
Yeah.
Are easier to play against than a guy that I don't know what the hell he's going to do out there.
Yeah,
and okay. Austin Watson certainly that.
And I will go back
in
to
his
the
2 minutes of ice time
I got from Dale Hunter in my rookie year.
Oh boy!
Every once in a while, you gotta keep them guessing. Take a suspension.
That is the most Dale Hunter advice of all time.
Yeah.
Gotta keep them guessing.
Yeah.
And Austin Watson, say what you will. Yeah.
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 Okay. So we said what we will, and you can all say you
use
want.
Gutless. Use classless, dangerous. Ooh, dangerous. Yes. Let's make the whole game safe.
Would you?
You know, I feel like such a wuss after what he said.
Well,
you're
like,
right.
Do you want the guy who's senselessly putting other people in danger? Sometimes.
Well, why doesn't the guy the Leafs signed to do dumb stuff ever do one dumb thing?
Yeah.
Right?
No, it's like this guy is like, he's the cleanest guy in the league. Throws clean hits, gets off the ice. It's like, I thought he was a scumbag. Do something dirty.
Dr. Philosophical on Twitter sent that to us.
What'd he say?
It's something to the effect of like, is it, you know, have they neutered him? Like, is
what's
he,
going on?
Like,
I thought, he
doesn't
he
run his mouth, doesn't fight.
Can you find it?
You know what his last fight was?
It was on Ryan Reeves, and like, where is the edge and where's the chirping?
You know why I can't find it?
I think he's finished
it?
Some checks. I think I heard the boards rattle a couple of times last night.
It's so far down my Twitter feed because I halfway implied that I knew that Ohtani was coming, and now it's like 16,000 retweets on that. But shout out to Dr. Philosophical on that.
I would just like, he hasn't fought since, what date is the second game of the season? October 14th, October 15th?
It's been a minute.
Maybe like you're on the ice with Zach MacEwen, you run into him. Ask him to go.
I can't believe they didn't fight last night.
Me neither.
Hold on. We're not going off the air properly. Oh, Ohtani watch.
Ohtani watch.
We're bringing in Blair. We're bringing in Barker.
Let's go.
Talking about a press conference and a handshake. And
let's go.
And when you get a chance, give us a rating and review and let us know what you think of our Blue Jays talk all week long. Can he please sign so we can just get back to hockey for hours?
No, we're a dedicated Jay show once he signs. Sorry, pal.
All right. As promised, don't go away for all your Blue Jay updates. Jeff Blair, Kevin Barker, up next on the Ohtani Watch here at Rogers. Have a great night, everybody.